This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
As far as we know, this is the end goal. The people at Red Lake Fort are behind all of this.
The heroes get closer to solving a great mystery.
Is it a fork in the road?
That's our main objective.
Our main objective.
To figure out if it's a fork or a fort.
But not before saying a final goodbye.
Baron solemnly takes his hat off of his head and places it over his heart.
And Della dances to the music. Della's a dancer.
It's her custom.
It's time to plan the next move.
We should be looking for the other half of that geode.
And I'm thinking about Calrian Flix's, like, father and all that and what happened there.
Right.
And make a painful decision.
Option one, surrender. Option two, death. Option three, hero time.
Della has only one response to this.
The adventure continues now.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Matthew, here to ease us into the episode. Okay, I think I owe you all an apology, or so I am told to tell all of you. I do apologize for taking so long to cast Della. I know. It's a big decision. I mean, I'm still in mourning, and it's Gormley, and... Okay. But, well, you know, maybe... Just maybe there might be a little development in that area in today's episode. Just a little bit of a preview, no spoilers. But anyway, there actually has been a silver lining, at least for all of us all over here, because while everyone's been waiting, some awesome listeners have actually sent us in some Della artwork, which is ridiculously cool. Thank you so much to Emily Devereaux and Michael Nelson for their super cool Dellas, and I hope she can live up to them. I can't really tell you how surreal and amazing it is to have someone actually draw this character that you've been trying to create and fit into this world. I highly recommend it. And yeah, to anyone out there who wants to send us artwork, I mean, we're all a bunch of nerds, and that is definitely the way to our cold, jaded, nerdy hearts. We really would appreciate it and do appreciate it because Glass Cannon podcast listeners equal the best. Also, get your questions in for Cannon Fodder. Email them to us at glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com. I mean, we really want to tailor that to what you guys want. So just get those questions in there and, you know, maybe you'll hear one of them on the air. So let's get to the episode. Please enjoy episode 57.
I'm taking a stand right now. I am not moving forward with this adventure at all until Matthew fucking casts Della. That is it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm grinding this episode to a halt like a barren one-liner.
You clearly wrote that.
That's it. You tell me right now who is playing this new character. You've got plenty of responses in the emails and Twitter, Facebook. We need to know. Matthew.
You want to know?
I want to know.
You really want to know?
I'm excited now.
Rooney Mara.
Oh,
sure, yeah.
Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I do too. That's perfect. That is perfect.
Rooney Mara.
You see, he took his time, Troy, and he got it right. You know?
Yeah.
He didn't rush into it.
Sure. Sure. Shit, I didn't have anything prepared for this episode.
You could just stop it
just
there.
An hour of Matthew.
You were just going to yell
like
at
that. Me for an hour?
Us going, like, having casting sessions. Bring in Rooney Mara. She's all wrong.
A chemistry test with Baron.
Alchemy test.
All right. So it looks like the perils of Ghostlight Marsh and the Vault of Thorns are finally in your rearview mirror. If I remember correctly, Lork is at full health, right?
Well, I mean, are we? Did it take us more than a day after the mud elemental to get to the ship?
No, it's all part of the same day.
Well, then, no. Yeah, you've two hit
most
points.
Most likely healed before you picked up Gormley. Picked up Gormley's limp body. Yeah, but you guys are pretty beat up from that.
Yeah, battered.
Elemental fight. Yeah. Man, talk about a random encounter gone wrong. There was almost a death. Greater cleave when that thing is just hitting everybody. That was brutal.
Yeah, and just the fact that you might get made helpless and then one round later can be coup de grace. Like, that's just brutal.
Brutes. I was hoping that that was going to be a nice morale boost for the group, like a nice easy softball encounter, just to kind of get everybody's spirits back up. Almost TPK.
Hey, it could have been a shadow rat. It could have been way worse.
That's true. I should have just unleashed a couple shadow rats.
we've all got to be filthy too, because we've been fighting this mud creature.
Oh, you got and just stink worse than Ingrahild at this point.
Yeah, we haven't had a shower.
We need to get her new clothes.
You really do. Going to introduce her to new people. She's all embarrassed.
The real bummer is that I don't really feel substantially more powerful after leaving the Vault of Thorns to fight the thing that's even rougher than that. I mean, Joe got like three magic items to make up for the belt.
I feel way more powerful.
And we have like one arrow that can kill an orc. And you know, there's only like two orcs in the world, right? Fuck that, man.
And the best weapon that you found goes to the poorest rolling player. It's just waste it.
I still don't know what the orc slaying arrow does. I don't know how slaying arrows work. I looked it up and I can't find it.
I think it just auto kills them.
No, it's a DC that they have to, it's a fortitude save that the target has to make. And if they fail it, they take, depending on what level of slaying it is, they take like 50 points of damage, even if they fail. Or even if they make the save. If they fail the save, they die.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure that's right. And Skid said it so confidently, I'm apt to believe.
Yeah, no.
I'm so glad we can cast Misfortune on these orcs we're going to shoot. Oh. Or Evil Eye them. The
you guys should just weaken to Bernie's, Gormley's body.
I'm casting a hex!
Are there any powers left in this thing?
Shake it around.
He's wringing her out. We're literally like wringing her body to like get all the magic out of her.
Like she's a
all the
bounty.
Arcane energy just squeezing it out.
Oh, and speaking of Gormley's body, there she lies, limp in Lork's hands. You guys come through the swampy area, and off in the distance, you see the Chelish Devil, Rag Blood Tusk's keelboat. And lo and behold, there is Rag walking again under his own power, back and forth on the deck. Your jolly boat is still tied up on the tree. The body of Ben Vereen is in Galabras' possession, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have three new people with you. Della, played by Rooney Mara. a fetchling magus. Still hate how that sounds.
It sounds awful.
A fetchling magus.
I have good
only news. In Pathfinder.
A fetchling magus.
I have good news for you. For you especially.
I doubt it.
So I've been reading a little more. Apparently fetchling is a derogatory term.
Oh,
really?
Yes, apparently fetchlings actually refer to themselves as Kayal, K-A-Y-A-L, which roughly translates to mean shadow people.
Huh.
Ah.
So I don't know why we've adopted the derogatory term as the standard character name, but
that's our word.
That's our word. You don't get to call us that.
Okay. So you're a Kyle.
Yeah.
We'll never remember that. I'll write it down. Kyle. K-A-Y-A-L.
Yeah.
When she's not around, you guys can totally call her.
Well, it's hard because in all the rap songs that the fetchlings do, it's...
Seems okay.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore.
All right, so three new people. You've got Della, played by Rooney Mara, the Kyle fetchling. You have Ingrahild, a filthy, smelly dwarf who you cured from schizophrenia. Who almost killed Lork.
Who's she played by?
She is played by Rachel Dratch.
Now, is a Dratch a derogatory term for something?
It sounds like it should be, right?
It sounds like it should be.
And she is was lost in the woods looking for her long-lost brother, Umlo, who she took along on this journey to try and find their ancient ancestor, Nargrim Steelhand's tomb. And then, of course, you also have Mr. Barry Connick Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Connick Jr.
Zibbity boo.
Back to the boat. Hey.
We were talking a couple of weeks ago that I don't know how this started, but Barry Connick Jr. was a 9/11 truther.
Right. That was a time in my life.
Like, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Like, I don't know how that started, but.
Bullshit 9/11.
I think it started in your sound check. This is to pull back the curtain a little bit. Skid's sound checks are quite possibly the greatest works of performance art known to man.
We need to be recording. We always be recording.
Those need to be Easter eggs. We need more Easter eggs. Like, is Harry Connick Jr. in that?
Push hands down to the Saudi royal family.
My favorite, he went, zoom to do, all lives matter.
I don't like your new animal companion. He seems like a bad person.
He's really got some weird hang-ups. He definitely calls her a fetchling.
He was he was eating like this weird taco bowl on Cinco de Mayo. It made no sense.
All right, so all 16 of you pile into this tiny jolly boat, and it immediately sinks.
Lork weighs 386 pounds or something.
We have kind of like tons of stuff with us.
Yeah.
We've got to weigh, as a group, we've got to weigh tons.
This might take two trips.
I think we need to do that thing where we leave the fox with the chicken and go across.
Can't leave the bear.
With Gormley's body.
With Gormley's body.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, we are back. For all intents and purposes, you probably will have to make two trips. So we won't play this all out, but who is going on the first trip?
I'll probably go just because I'm the guy who usually breaks bad news to people.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That is your thing.
Lork will go on the second trip.
He has a good bedside manner.
I think we should introduce the new people to Rag, because that'll be easy news to break to him.
Okay, so you're thinking Gormley, Ingrahild, and Della, and the body of Ben Vereen?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys have to like get rid of weight halfway there, we know who's going over.
Well, you know, I was thinking,
I could just see Lork standing on the stream, and you see Galabras just chuck Ben Vereen's body into the water.
I'm sorry, we were carrying too much water.
He's like doing a little blessing motion over him as he throws him.
Bury the sea, everyone.
He's asking Del, is he looking? Is he looking?
We didn't agree to this.
Splash.
All right, so it's going to be Galabras, Della, Ingrahild, and the body of Ben Vereen. Rag's going to think it's a whole new party and everyone died. All right, so you make your way out there and you see Rag kind of, he's still pacing the deck. And now the other people on board, the other half-orcs are coming and they're looking at you and people are starting to take notice. And you can see Galabras, Rag is like straining his eyes trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Who are these people? He recognizes you, sees a basically translucent woman and a filthy dwarf and a dead badger. All right, so you make your way up and Rag comes to the end of the ship. Where is your party? Who are these people?
Rag, I'm sorry. I have terrible news. We had a difficult time. We found the vault, but it was deadlier than we had even imagined.
Did you lose everyone?
Gormley has died.
No.
And you see his face just fall. Puts his head down in his chest.
I put my hand on his shoulder. Say, I'm sorry, friend.
How did she die?
She fell.
Did she die bravely?
Oh, yes. She died trying to save us all, as she always did.
What a woman.
She was.
Ah, and the half-orc and the other dwarf?
Oh, they're fine. Oh, the Wolverine's dead, too. And...
Oh, Rag's like, yes!
Yeah. I could take the potatoes down from the top shelf, everybody. They're safe now.
Who are these people?
Allow me to introduce our new companion, Della.
And Della bows to the captain. Says, my name is Della Narn, and I seek passage aboard your boat with my new friends here, sir.
Aye, and the dwarf.
And this is, what's her name again?
Ingrahild
Nagreen.
Well met.
She almost killed Lork, but it wasn't her fault.
Galabras, can I see you for a minute over here?
Yes, yes, of course.
And he pulls you aside and he's like, I have no problem bringing these women onto the boat. Obviously, you know, my men are good people, but you're bringing a beautiful young woman onto the ship and another woman. Men who haven't seen women besides Halrex and Gormley in a while, so just keep an eye on them. Keep them near you. I have no problem with it. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine, but just keep them safe.
Well, I would advise your men to be careful. She can more than handle herself. She's not trapped in here with you. You are trapped here with her.
Point taken. Okay, and then...
Now yous can't leave.
Somebody, one of you goes back with the boat, I'm assuming, and picks up the rest of them. And as you row close to the shore, Rag actually jumps into the water and climbs up onto the boat to help you bring Gormley's body up awesome. On deck.
First time you ever got to touch her.
It's true. Mm. And he like kind of takes, no funny he bears business. The brunt of the weight. He sees you're beaten up and he just kind of places her right on the deck comfortably on a bag of potatoes and he says, oh, these are dark days. Well, what's your plan for the bodies?
Well, we had discussed the possibility of burning Gormley on a pyre and transporting her ashes with us until we found a suitable place to put her at rest.
That's fair. Does she have family? Does she have kin?
No. She was alone, except for us.
Then we'll give her to the gods. Your journey is not over, obviously. You want to make your way up the Esk, so we'll have to continue upstream for another 50 miles or so. Probably take about 4 or 5 days. This is Orc territory, but I, unlike that ambush before, notwithstanding that ambush, I have safe passage through these lands. We won't be making any stops along the way, unless you know something I don't. We'll just make our way along, but I do know a safe place. In 2 days, we could stop and have a ceremony for the bodies.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Captain.
And with that, he kind of steals himself. All right, everybody. Gets everybody back below deck. Halrex, you see her for the first time. She comes up. She goes down. She kind of looks at Gormley's body and makes a little sign. Maybe it's religious. Maybe it's not. To herself. And nods at you all. And looks at the two new women and then makes her way downstairs and you immediately hear her going back to barking orders and yelling at the orcs and you tie up the draft horses and off you go. A couple days later, you pull the boat to a safe canopy of trees and there's an area there, sure enough, not too far from the shoreline. It's not swampy at all. And it looks perfect, like, for a place to have a ceremony. So you guys can go and gather your branches and whatever, make a pyre. I'm sure this is something Galabras would know how to do. You guys have a little ceremony, and Halrex plays her flute throughout, plays a haunting melody that both inspires courage and makes you feel like things are going to be okay.
And Della dances to the music. Like, in a respectful, liturgical way.
Della dances to the music.
Della's a dancer.
It's her custom.
Interesting. So there's a little bit of a show.
She was a performer, like a tribute to Gormley via dance.
I like that. Okay.
Performance check. Performance check.
That won't turn on the half-orcs at all.
I would say it's very, like, postmodern dance. So I don't know that
it's not an exotic dance.
See? That's never attractive.
Yeah, they're completely turned off now.
And, you know, Galabras, if you guys want to say any final words as the body's burning, Galabras, Baron, and Lork can say something.
I was actually going to say that I think I'm going to bury Ben Vereen as opposed to burning him. So just making a small grave in the same area where we're going to cremate Gormley. Lork will just say,
I've known Gormley for many years, but not as well as I got to know her recently. We grew up in the same place, and it was tough, and we both had a hard go of it, but we found each other in the end, and she gave her life for all of us, and as a Black Arrow, that's all you can ask of your brothers, and she'll always be a brother to me.
And then he steps away.
Baron solemnly takes his hat off of his head and places it over his heart and says, "She was a strange brew, this one. And all I can say is I'll miss her."
What deity did she worship?
Right on my character sheet.
Let's just say Torag. It's okay. Always Torag.
Let's say she. We'll retcon it and say she was into Desna because you were into Desna.
Oh, okay.
She all converted. Right.
I say, we commit our friend's mortal remains to the fire. May the butterflies carry her to eternal home. And I spark the flames.
And Baron's gun goes off.
Sorry, guys.
I literally went to play some sort of like nice music. I hit a gunshot.
We all like ducked. Roll for initiative.
Funeral's under attack.
Oh my god, you're.
What's that?
Wow.
Did your phone just start talking in tongues?
What was that? I don't know.
We're used to funerals being under attack.
Yeah, so there is
Battle of Blood March Hill Part 2.
That's right.
Oh my god.
I don't know. It's something's coming through Sirenscape funny. Sorry to ruin the moment.
So Galabras sparks it and the pyre starts taking flame. Everyone roll a perception check.
12.
13.
25.
10. Baron, you notice Gormley's pocket is moving ever so slightly.
What?
As the flames start taking, and it looks like something is struggling to get out.
I reach my hand in, try to grab it out.
You reach your hand in, and you pull out Howie.
Oh! What?
Oh!
Howie lives.
Oh! Right! Woo! Oh my god, I completely forgot!
Wicked pissa!
We can't understand what he says, though.
Can't understand what he says, but you're holding a green sting scorpion in your hand, and he just is sitting there.
I see if he wants to. I don't know who he likes, but I just try to put him on my shoulder. I mean, if he wants to stay there, he can. I'm not going to...
He sits there, for now at least.
Wow.
You know, Della can take a familiar.
Oh, can she?
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting.
Okay.
How he lives.
Oh, right. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great news.
We'll have to find out how we can hear him again.
Yeah.
We have to find some way.
It's too bad none of us knows tongues.
His tongues of flames woke me up, though. So how he lives.
Oh, that's great.
And in this moment with Della dancing and the flute playing, and you see Gormley's body start to take flame and just burn, you all level up.
Wow, all right.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, wow, I thought we were still another combat or two away from that. Nice.
You are all leveled up.
Did you know that gunslingers can take familiars at level 6? Sorry, Della, just kidding.
You're all 6 level now.
Nice.
Yeah, you did it. So let's, as we always do, let's just quickly go through and talk about the new things that happen for you at 6th level. I like to always start with Skid. So I'm going to continue to do so. Skid, I'm assuming with all the druidic elements we found, you tri-classed and took a level in druid.
No. I got some new spells. I just took another cleric level and I'm still, but now I can cast third level spells.
Oh, okay.
If anyone gets blinded or deafened or whatever, this time, now we don't have to capture a fairy and force it to whatever.
Awesome. And so this makes you a fifth level cleric?
Yes.
So you also get an extra channel, right?
Or
channel dice.
I believe so.
I wanted to explain, should I do this now, like the speaking druidic thing?
Yeah, I think we should. We've mentioned it on the old Tum.
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Skip.
Okay, so the people pointed out that Druidic is a secret language that only Druids can speak, and any Druid that teaches it to a non-Druid immediately loses all of their powers. So I didn't realize that. I've never played a Druid. Like, I didn't know. It was an available language, and I took it. So we retconned it. So when Galabras was an acolyte back in Absalom, when he was in his training, one of his duties was to care for this dying former Grand Druid named Aldana. She was a heretic because she felt that the world was getting... because the whole kind of purpose of Druids is to keep everything in balance. And she felt that the world was getting too evil and that the Druid should do more to bring it back to the good. And she was drummed out of her order for that. So she had lost her powers. And I cared for her like in her last remaining months, and she developed an affection for Galabras and a bond for him, and she knew that he loved languages. So with her, those last few months, she taught him Druidic.
That's cool.
That's a beautiful story.
That's cool.
Awesome.
And so that's how you were able to read the inscription.
Right.
Beware the Vault of Thorns.
Yes.
I like that, and yeah, you should. I'm pretty sure you get 3d6 now for your channel die.
I think you're right.
You get one at first level, two at third level, three. So that's great. Baron, what'd you get?
Well, Baron's been, you know, rolling rocks on the HP.
I'm excited to see this gunslinger rogue. First of all,
finally.
But well, you'll have to wait a little.
Never
bit.
Get old.
So I go up one BAB, so I'm base plus 12 on my attack now, but I get a second attack, so I'm plus 12 plus 7.
Oh, you get a second attack!
And if I rapid shot, I get three attacks, plus 10, plus 10, plus 5.
Plus 10, plus 10, plus 5.
Which increases my misfire chances dramatically, so it becomes much more of a like riverboat gambler, Mel Gibson and Maverick type of character.
I forgot you get multiple attacks at 6th level.
Yeah, it's a full BAB D10 class, which is what kind of keeps it viable with all the drawbacks.
Brutes.
But that's about it.
That's about it. That's all you need. That's great. There go my monsters. To bullet wounds. Della, the dancing Kyle.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Not a huge level for 6th level is not a huge level for Magi. For Magi, they don't get an extra attack at 6th level. They have to wait till I think 8th level for that. I get an extra Magus Arcana. But the one thing I did try to think about is that now that Della's out in the world again with all these new strange people, that the things she learns, like the skills that she took, are going to come from the party. So I figure she's been hanging out with Galabras to learn the languages of the world. And so I took a point in linguistics, for example, so I can now speak Orc.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
That'll come in handy.
And now the rest of us all speak Orc as well, right?
Does anyone not speak it? Yeah, Lork does.
Yeah.
Lork speaks half Orc.
I speak and like now too. She has knowledge local. So it's she's been trying to like study with them as we've been traveling.
I like that. And something you and I talked about is like when she was off air, when she was trapped in the tree, she didn't realize like what she had on her person. And then she immediately got thrown into a fight with the Trendriculus and then the Zatabays and then the Bramblebrights and then Iwiga. And it's only now that she started to like look through her things and she found that she had some scrolls on her.
Yeah.
So over the course of this journey, she's been just rolling off air to learn some new spells from these scrolls. And what, anything interesting there?
Just some first level spells. The most interesting one is Windy Escape. which you gave me special GM permission to have.
I am benevolent. Because it's a racial spell normally attributed to sylphs.
Yeah.
Or sliffs?
Sliffs, I think.
Sliffs. Sliffs. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna allow it.
Yeah. It's a fun spell. Basically, you can, as an immediate action, kind of become shadow vapor, and you know, you get DR10 magic.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Immediately. Like, so it's like it's similar to Lork's bolster companion. You just like immediately bolster yourself if an attack's coming at you. But
that is awesome.
That's super cool. It is super cool.
If anything, it's just going to, even if these things are attacking with magical weapons, it's going to give her 10 less damage.
Well, no, because it's DR10 magic. So if it's a magic weapon, it all bypasses. So it's not, it's only level one spell. It's not like, you know,
right.
We're still not. Just basic physical attacks. It'll really.
That's going to help.
It'll really
help. Keep her alive.
Yeah, because a lot of these like giants that might throw rocks or whatever.
Exactly.
That'll be great. It's going to make her hardy. And she dances. Lork, do you get two attacks now?
I do get two attacks now.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right. Rapid shot it up.
So, Lork.
So just to clarify, too, for you and Baron, you at this point have earned the opportunity to confirm your fumbles.
Oh, excellent. All right. I forgot about that.
Baron, this won't apply to you so much as Joe. So when you roll a natural one, I'll let you roll again. And if your second roll would actually bypass the AC of the creature, then I'll say you didn't fumble. But if your second roll also wouldn't have hit the creature, that's a fumble.
Okay.
And your misfires work the same way we've been doing.
Right.
So,
For sixth level, a ranger gets their combat style feat. And since Lork is an old school archer ranger from the Black Arrows,
right.
He gets another archery feat. So he now has precise shot.
Nice.
So he can shoot into melee without taking penalties.
Oh, without taking great. That minus -4.
Yeah.
Huge.
So that's a nice little bonus. And, you know, he gets points in his handle animal, which helps for pushing the animal to do tricks that they don't know already, which right. is a good thing. Bonuses to that. And then, yeah, I guess that's about it. And I got 7 hit points. I rolled 7 HP for this level. So
7 out of 10.
So. I mean, to give you some perspective, when Lork started, he had 11 hit points when we first started the show. And now he has 60 hit points.
Oh, wow.
It's his max HP. So this is a tough guy.
He's getting there.
He's getting there.
Baron's at 72.
All right, so you collect Gormley's ashes, you hold them in whatever you want for the time being, and Lork goes and gives him another similar to what he did with Jasun, goes off into the woods,
mm-hmm.
and buries Benverin under a tree, says a prayer to Gorm.
Yep,
I'm sure. And walks away. You guys reboard the boat. and you're now a couple days, 20, 30 miles away from the point where he's going to drop you off. Now, before we move on to this next part of the journey, I just want to go over, what do you know about Red Lake Fort? What are your goals for Red Lake Fort? And you know, just kind of have a recap here, because it's been ever since the council, you know, we dealt with Ghostlight Marsh, we dealt with the Vault of Thorns, but now the actual infiltration of Red Lake Fort is happening. What do you guys, what are your goals? Bang them out. Why are you coming here?
Lork is going there to kill Grenzeldeck. That's what he thinks.
Right, because Grenzeldeck, as far as you know, was the mastermind behind the Siege of Trunau, and Screed was acting as her pawn.
Right. And at the council, they told us that Grenzeldeck's fort or hideout was Red Lake Fork. That's what they told us at the council meeting.
Right.
And they didn't know. They didn't.
Their information was faulty. It was actually a fort.
I'm going to find out what it looks like. Is it a fork in the road?
That's our main objective. Just to figure out if it's a fork or a fort.
So he assumes that Grenzeldeck is going to be there. And if she isn't there, that's not really a problem either, because he's just going to kill whoever's inside, orcs and giants alike, unless there's something he's not expecting going on.
Right. And everyone is in with the same purpose of that, right? Like, that's what everybody wants to do, right?
I mean, because as far as we know, this is the end goal. Like, as far as we know, the people at Red Lake Fort are behind all of this.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're there to
right.
Yeah,
and you guys heard about the Twisted Hearts. Yeah.
Right, and the twisted nails.
And the twisted nails. And have you garnered any more information about that?
I don't think so, not recently.
Well, you know, as you're getting closer to there, maybe you start talking to Rag. And Rag knows the area better than the people of Trunau.
Sure.
And what he tells you is basically the tribe of orcs, the big tribe in the area, the most dominant tribe, is the Twisted Nails. It's always been that way. And the only thing he can think of is the heart is there is a tribe of hill giants known as the Heart Eater tribe. And now you start putting two and two together and you realize Grenzeldeck's whole thing was joining orcs and giants together.
Right.
For some purpose to, you know, try and find this geode or and treasure the hammer and the armor that you found underneath Trunau, but also for what other reason you don't know. So the Twisted Hearts must be her combination of these two tribes, the Twisted Nail Orcs and the Heart Eater Hill Giants.
Okay. Hmm.
I thought we were told back at the council meeting that the Twisted Hearts were an old tribe that has been gone off the scene for a while, and she was reconstituting it.
Is this like an old
old alliance?
Old alliance?
Yeah. So back in the day, during the time when the when Harkus blockade fell, which is you guys are going up to that now, the Twisted Hearts were a tribe, and then when
Orcs.
Yes, a tribe of orcs
and giants.
Orcs and giants.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then, it makes sense that orcs and giants just can't be together for too long without shit falling apart.
Yeah,
so when things didn't go the orcs' way, the tribe's way, they broke up again. And so Grenzeldeck has somehow
found the power
to get the band back together.
It's like Jefferson Airplane turned into Jefferson Starship and then...
Right.
And is Grenzeldeck, do we know what species of giant she is? What is she a hill giant? Or do we know what kind of giant she is?
You don't know. You would think she probably is some variation of a hill giant if she's controlling hill giants. If she brought her tribe of hill giants and commanded the orcs. But yeah, that's what you know.
So I'm pretty interested in the fact that these people always tend to be around like weird tombs and spooky shit and stuff. And I'm thinking about Calrian Blix's like father and all that and what happened there.
Right. Goal. So like side quest goal.
Yeah. So that's the other layer.
Is Calrian asked you about finding out what happened to her great grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Fabian Blix. All she told you is that whenever the Red Lake Fort came up or the mention of her grandfather came up, his face went pale, and he was just like, I don't want to talk about it.
And she was the paladin that we rescued back at the
way station.
Right. Back.
And the intimation...
Saoirse Ronan.
Yes. The intimation was that her father had perhaps been there.
And maybe
knew what happened there and never wanted to talk about it. And so there's always this mystery that's been surrounding Red Lake Fort. Everybody roll a history check.
You want me to roll that untrained? Or?
You can't do knowledge untrained. Okay. Learn your history, Della.
I'm working on it.
15.
15?
Lurk doesn't have it.
Baron, anything?
I don't have it.
Okay, like I've mentioned a
million
times.
Can I roll profession fisherman? Is that okay?
Oh, wait, no, 18.
What I've mentioned already a million times, this was originally part of Harkus Blockade, which was the second line of strongholds defending Lastwald's retreating northern border with Belkson. So in the fight, like I said before, the border just kept changing, and this was like the last line of defense to keep the orcs from taking over the rest of Belkson. And then something happened. It fell. It was abandoned. Maybe the orcs sieged it. And eventually, this now Grenzeldeck's tribe has moved in with who knows whatever else. But that's pretty much what you know.
Okay.
The other thing I think we should... Grant mentioned this, you mentioned it. Sorry. We should be looking for that geode, the other half of that geode.
Right, you found a geode in the eye socket of this giant skeleton, and upon further investigation, you realize that on one side of it was showing the topography of a map through the Mindspin Mountains.
But did we have any indication or any clues what they were looking for in the Mindspin Mountains? Because I had, when you originally brought it up, I was thinking that it was like this tomb, this grave, this, but then it turned out like that's where we were. We were in that tomb, that grave of that giant. So like, did we ever know what they were looking for? Like what that map in the Mindspin Mountains leads to? Do we know that at all?
No, you don't. And okay. Obviously finding the other half would help, but they want the other half. So maybe she has the other half.
Yeah, she does.
She said in her letter.
She said, it looks like the one I already have.
Yeah, right. That's right.
So they need that to find out. They're going for something. And now...
They're digging in the wrong place. That's another thing, actually, I was just thinking of, is that, is it a good idea for us to be carrying this geode with us into their headquarters?
Yeah, that seems foolish.
Yeah.
Seems like bringing the Grail Diary right into the Nazi camp.
can I grab the geode real quickly?
Sure. He chucks it into the water. Yeah.
No one can have this power.
I'm going to show you how good a fisherman I am. I'll find it.
So looking at it, does it look like a map? Like, are there discernible stuff?
It's crude, obviously, because it's been etched.
I thought it was like an actual three-dimensional representation of the mountains, like within the crystals of the geode, right?
It is, yeah. But it's been, it wasn't naturally made. It was etched, and it was like beautiful.
Like a path.
Yeah.
Where the path through the mountains.
Yeah. But you don't know what the other side is. Okay. Now, as you're talking about this, Ingrahild, you know, she hadn't been privy to all this information. She's now listening, and she thinks that maybe they were mistaken in they confused stories of the Vault of Thorns and Ghostlight Marsh with where their ancestors' tomb was. And maybe it's the Mindspin Mountains where the tomb is. And maybe that's what they're looking for.
I wonder if the piece they have shows where the tomb is and the piece we have shows where you enter the mountains to get to it.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's what I'm wondering. Since we're just seeing a path and it doesn't like go into a cave or into a mountain or anything, it just ends where it breaks, right?
Right.
The path, the etching of the path.
It ends right there. And she's
Alexandretta.
You see that she's excited that like maybe that's what it is, but then she's so upset she's like I don't know why we thought that this marsh would have it and I convinced my brother to do this. He retired from fighting and I begged him to come with me, and now he's dead.
Well, we don't have a body, right?
So, true.
You said stay positive.
You said you felt that he was alive.
I do. You had
a sense that he was still alive.
I do believe that. I'm sorry. I'm losing hope. I blame myself. He retired from fighting and just wanted to be a simple cook. And I made him come along with me and I put him in harm's way. If he is out there, I hope he's safe.
I'm sure he came because he wanted to come, because he wanted to fight beside you. You didn't make him do anything he didn't want to do.
You're right. Well, my axes are yours, all the way to the Mindspin Mountains if it takes us there. And if we find Umlo, if he still lives, I'm sure he will say the same.
If he was captured by a roving band of hill giants or orcs, they might have brought him back to the fort. We might find him there.
And with that, a little more information starts coming to light. Pieces start falling into place in your heads. And
the last thing I wanted to do, because you handed out the map that we had gotten previously.
Right, Calrianne gave you a rustic map that she always keeps on her person.
But you gave us like a black and white copy of it, and you told us to look on the tumbler. Mm-hmm. So there's like different colors on here. There's like a blue part, which I'm wondering what that is.
Probably water.
Right.
I guess Grant didn't roll a profession fisherman.
Can we do dungeoneering on the map to learn anything about it?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, there's red parts.
I mean, we examined it before, and it was the only real thing that we could see on the map of interest was that there was a hidden entrance, right? Like a sewer entrance or something?
Right. She told you there's this, you know, looks like there's a front gate in, and then somewhere in the back is a sewer entrance. And you would assume... is that the blue you were talking about?
That's what I think.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm asking.
So you would assume that the whole thing is surrounded by a moat.
Got it.
Yeah, and so that somewhere in that moat, they know that there's a hidden entrance through a sewer grate on the west side of the fort.
That also...
Awesome.
So your question was not foolish, Grant.
Forts were, you know, they're designed to have murder holes and dump oil and have all this shit. So that sounds like the best way, I think.
Oh, yeah. We can't just walk up to the door and knock. So. Yeah.
Right. And she also made it clear, like, this was handed down through a generation at this point. So a lot has probably changed. And if orcs and giants have taken it over, you can only imagine what it's like. The last piece of business is, Della, you're still trying to probably be a part of the group, feel like you're part of the group, but you're just in awe of everything, I'm imagining.
Yep. This is literally, like, I don't know that Della spent enormous amount of time on this plane.
Right, so you're just kind of like...
The color alone of the world should be shocking to her.
And you walk by the stables, and you see a horse. And you've never seen a horse before.
Oh, yeah.
And the horse just kind of looks at you and kind of shuffles up towards you and is right in front of you, and you feel like you want to reach out and touch it.
She does. She reaches out and gives it a rub down on the nose.
And as you're sitting there, it whinnies and it... Do horses purr? I don't know. I only have cats. I'm assuming it purrs. Let's say it purrs.
It is a fantasy world. River sharks.
River sharks, purring horses. Rag comes over and he's like, you like that horse, huh? She's a good mare. Her name's Reginald.
Oh, that's so good.
Name for a girl.
We call her Reggie for short. You didn't know her, but Gormley, the one that was... With the group before, the horse seemed to take a liking to her. You know, she's always brought me good luck, but I think I'd like to give her to you.
To me?
To your group. She seems to take a liking to you. If you want to tell your friends, she's yours. She served me well, but I don't really need her. I'd like to do that as a thank you for all that you've done for me.
Thank you, Captain. I'll try to honor Gormley's memory while I'm riding this horse like a 17-year-old horse girl.
4-H.
Horse girl.
And as he walks away, you sense magic coming from the horse.
Should I do a knowledge arcana?
Sure.
Not that die.
Not bad.
21.
Perfect. You know.
22.
Maybe it's something that Gormley was never able to quite perceive. That Reggie, this old war horse, is actually an advanced horse who has combat training. So this was an old war horse that Rag didn't even know he had. And it possesses a quality known as lucky. Once per day, when the horse's rider attempts a saving throw, the horse can attempt the same saving throw as if it were subject to the effect instead.
Huh.
The horse's rider can choose to use the horse's saving throw in place of his own. The rider can use this ability after rolling the saving throw, but only before the GM declares whether the roll was a success.
Mm.
So basically, if you're riding this horse, roll twice. It's like you're riding a bottle cap.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So Reggie belongs to the group now, and you know, assuming you go come up to them and you have some good news from them that you're adding another member to the party.
I do. I tell them.
And
I don't have any oats around.
Does it? Maybe it eats potatoes. Barry Connick Jr. doesn't seem to be making any friends on the boat, but also then no enemies because they were used to seeing a bloodthirsty Wolverine. So
right,
small.
A bear seems so much calmer.
They're totally okay with it.
He's under strict instructions to not discuss politics.
Not on my boat.
Just keep things civil, all right, Barry?
Make America great again. I gotta start training him because we have a couple days here, you know.
Right.
So during the first couple days, I am going to I'm going to teach him defend the defend trick.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it just allows me to say who I want him to defend, like in the party, and then he will immediately, during the combat, he will change targets or do whatever he has to do to attack whoever is attacking the person that I've pointed out. So it could be me, but it could be like Galabras or Della or, you know,
cool. Okay.
In a given situation, then he can...
Is that a move action for you to do a trick, or how does it, or it's just a free action?
It's a free action for me to handle the animal as a ranger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for anybody else, for non-druids, non-rangers, it's a move action to handle an animal. But it is, it's a free action.
So what does he already know?
He only knows stay and attack.
Stay and attack. And at this point, it would have been close to 7 days, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll tell you this. On the day they embark, it's 7 days, we'll say. Because it was 3 days coming back. And you guys are now on your
three days coming back from the vault, right?
From the vault, and now it's been 3 or 4 days, and you've been teaching him right along. Well, I guess if you started teaching him the day you got him,
right?
You know,
I think that's a little unrealistic.
Yeah, I would say by
doing training in the middle of just, that multi-dimensional space,
house ruling it by you can roll to
see if he learned it.
Yeah.
Okay. So my handle animal skill improved.
So we didn't
with
do
the level
half
up.
The 3 days in thing. We're just rolling to see if it worked.
Yep. Can I get a little bit of luck from Galabs?
A bit of luck.
If it didn't,
all right.
Just say, bit of luck. Drive the boat around for another week.
Natural 20 and a 15.
Oh!
So Barry's really taken to it.
Nice.
All right.
Barry knows defend.
All right.
Excellent. And I think defend is one of the bare necessities. Those.
Get up.
you really blew that one, buddy.
Oh,
God.
It was going so well.
This is
going
to be an easy one to edit. All right, so Rag has made it clear to you that this is that you will be at the shore that he needs your disembarking point tomorrow. So this is your last night on the ship. And you think about this like Haurex lost a lover in Tog. Shog lost a brother in Tog. Rag lost a possible love interest in Gormley. All of you lost a friend,
a huge partner
in Gormley. Lork lost a pet.
His companion
and his son. The crew lost Gajnak, who they trusted, who they thought was a friend. You know, Rag, his crew has been decimated. There's been just a great amount of loss.
Malira lost Screed.
Nope. Feel the way you want about them. They loved each other, and they had their reasons for doing what they did. So they could retire young. Get a nice house in Urgir. And, you know, these thoughts are all weighing on you as you go to sleep. In the middle of the night, you hear screaming.
Oh, and we're on deck, and the boat is docked?
The boat is docked.
And we're sleeping on the boat.
You're sleeping in the chambers, you know. There's a lot more room now with Gajnak and Tog dead. But you also have Ingrahild and a bear. So it takes up a little more room. You hear screaming, and it wakes one of you up. Everybody roll a d6.
3.
5, 4, 6.
Lork, you wake up and you hear screaming coming from the deck area. It's just like you hear like.
I will, and I'm with these guys.
Yeah, they're all sleeping. All the crew is sleeping.
All right, I'll rouse them silently, be like, something's happening on deck, and then I'm just going to grab my weapon and no armor and just go on deck.
Me too.
Della will grab her chain shirt and slip into her as she's running down.
Hop on Reggie's back. in Baron Falls.
Yeah, I'm going to throw on my stuff, though.
So you're going to take a full minute to put your armor on?
All right,
can
Baron,
we do it as we're moving? Chain shirt?
Baron and Della lag behind putting on their armor. Galabras and Lork head out there onto the deck, and the sound is coming from beyond the captain's chambers, Haurix and Rag's chambers, like in there.
Oh.
Well, yeah, let's run up to the...
I'm going to run up to the door and bang on the door. I mean, I hear grunting and inside.
Yeah. It stops.
Fuck. Open the door.
And then after a minute, Rag, you start to open the door, Rag opens the door, and he peeks out. And he's naked.
Can I help you?
Everything all right in there, Rag?
Never been better.
I try to peek around to get a glimpse of naked Halrex.
And there she is.
Oh! Oh,
someone's right. Doing the no pants.
I'll peek back.
Sorry, I misunderstood. And I give him a wink.
We heard sounds of a struggle.
And then I say, do you need the belt back? And I wink.
No, I'm going bareback tonight. Everyone grieves in different ways. Good night.
He's breaking his own rule.
I come back. He's like, you can stop putting your armor on.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, Della gets up. She's like, ready for combat.
Flaming, scimitar already flaming.
You don't get a full night's rest. And you wake up fatigued.
I wanted to say, I've been waiting for an opportunity to do this, but Galabras, after all the betrayals that we've experienced, Galabras, he feels foolish, and he's... he makes it a point that he never wants to automatically trust anyone again. So at some point, he wants during this journey, mm-hmm. at any point, he wants to surreptitiously cast Detect Evil on Della and...
You did.
Oh, I did, right?
Yeah, you did do that.
Okay, and then on the...
Ingrahild?
Ingrahild, yeah.
Okay.
And I want to do... Can you take 20 on a sense motive, like over several days, or would I have to...
Like maybe you're studying them or like that. I mean, you imagine rather than taking
trying to catch them in a
lie,
you
just keep rolling, and eventually you're gonna once a day if you try doing it. And you detect no evil on her, and her motives are true.
Okay.
She wants to find her brother, and she will die trying, and she'll also fight to the ends of the earth for you guys.
Okay,
if you'll have her.
Great, and I am. But I do want to make sure. I want he wants to make a point to himself. It's like never let this happen again.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very important. I mean, Iwiga pulled the wool over everyone's eyes. Morning breaks. Del and Baron obviously fatigued from the armor. ship, the keelboat takes off, and eventually there you are on the southern bank of the River Esk. And Rag comes up to you and says, from what I understand... this Red Lake Fort lies about 10 miles to the west. If you follow that, you'll eventually find a small tributary that feeds right into the Esk here. You follow that, and that should take you there. Be careful. Please, we can't afford to lose another one. Come back safe. I'll be here waiting for you. Godspeed.
Thank you, Captain.
Maybe you could say a prayer over all of us, Galabras.
Yes, I'd be thrilled. And I do. I say a little prayer blessing to Desna, and I put my hand on his shoulder. And the blessings be upon you, my friend.
He reaches out with his big meat hook of a green hand, grabs yours, and shakes it.
Yeah.
Gel
feels great. It's like, I reached him. I feel so great right now. This is awesome.
His mission is complete. And there you are. The six of you? Lork, Della, Baron, Galabras, Ingrahild.
And Reggie? Should we take the horse?
And Barry Connick Jr. And now you got to decide what you want to do with Reginald. What is your approach going to be like? Do you want to bring a horse with you to try and infiltrate the fort? Do you want to leave Reginald behind for the journeys that lie ahead?
Lork will say to Della, I mean, did you want to bring the horse?
I mean, I don't think so, unless we want it for traveling purposes, but there's only one, so we can't use it to make a fast escape. And if we're trying to infiltrate through a sewer grate, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I was just asking if Della wanted to bring the horse. Does she want to bring the horse? Does she not care?
I think she doesn't really care.
Okay.
And I recommend that we leave the horse with you, Rag. Keep an eye on her, because we're going into a dangerous place indoors, and looks like we might be crawling through a sewer grate here, so that's not a place for a pony.
I'll keep her safe, and I know you'll all be back to take her with you.
on the next leg of your journey. Good luck. And,
Lork will shake his hand as well and, tell him, the belt saved my life before, and I think it will again. Thank you.
It'll probably kill you, too.
Aye, it might.
When you get those temporary hit points. All right, so lying before you is this vast forest. And you think 10 miles to the west is the fort. You start making your way along. There's no paths, per se. This is
So is woods. It just like, it's just woods?
It's woods. It's not super densely populated. There are thickets that are more populated than others with trees, not with people. And then there are clearings. So,
can we do a survival check to find kind of the most untracked, untrodden way?
Absolutely. Lord, can I aid him?
No, don't aid me. Just roll on yourself. I got an 11.
Yeah. Oh, I can do it too. 19 for Della.
19 for Della. Della, you see...
survival this was? Yeah, 18 for Lork, so...
Yeah, so both of you, that's fine. As you get
We can bond over this.
I see them both like crouching down, looking like at a print.
Pulling up the twig.
You see plenty of animal prints, wild animals. As you get deeper into the forest, you see humanoid footprints and... very large footprints, all walking, seemingly
they're being called
together.
Yeah,
and they're all going every which way. So it's not like, let me follow these tracks.
Right. So it's gonna be there's a lot of activity.
Can we go through the forest alongside them, like guerrilla warfare, 1776 America style type thing?
Like, what do you mean, just?
Yeah, just like a little bit off the beaten path so that we have some trees.
Stay away from the prints. So, yeah.
If everyone agrees with that.
Yeah.
I think that's smart. Is there anything else you guys need to do as you're walking through? Is there anything else you want to do? I mean, there's nothing much to see, per se. But you know that at a certain point, you're going to be coming up on this fort.
You know, I think I'm starting to think that... I think that this is an opportunity for Lork to actually kind of be a ranger, you know, like he has never had that opportunity really before. So I think that maybe I would have Lork ranging like ahead of the party, mm-hmm. like significantly ahead of the party, like out of sight, you know, trying to kind of be stealthy about it, trying to move quietly, just and not, you know, trying to get into any combats or anything like that, but like trying to clear the area of danger before the party is coming up behind him. So keeping literally hundreds of yards between him and the party.
Oh, interesting.
And then coming back and checking in, you know, like every few hours, like coming back and checking in, like being an actual ranger. Like that's what they're supposed to do. I can I can move through underbrush. I can move through places without being detected or leaving a trail. I can, you know, like those are ranger special abilities that we never really utilize so far because it's been so urban and then on a boat and then in a multidimensional vault.
Right. And I think that I'm thinking if you were a part of the Black Arrows when you were younger, you were a subordinate. You know, you were learning to range.
Right.
But you were probably left behind in the second rank or the third rank or the fourth rank.
Exactly. Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. So you're splitting the party.
Yeah, I would like to split the party and see if there's, you know, if there's any roles you want me to do, whether it's survival checks or perception checks or stealth checks to, you know.
I would say a combination of stealth and perception.
Okay, so you do a perception. Well, I can take 20 on that, right?
Perception, yeah. So if you're really spending your time percepting, that's fine.
Perceiving?
Percepting.
But I will...
Percepto.
All right, so roll a...
Roll a survival?
Just roll a stealth check.
Oh, stealth, right. Mm-hmm. Stealth, okay. 10 on the stealth.
Okay. So you're moving along and you're trying to be stealthy, but you're stepping on branches where you're trying to avoid. Like, it's getting thicker. Trees have been felled in the area, so there's a lot of underbrush. And just shit lying around. They're probably using this to build fortifications or build who knows what.
Right.
As you get closer to the fort. And taking 20 on the perception, you are staying close to the tracks. You want to stay close to the tracks where they're staying off the tracks?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. After about 10, 15 minutes or so, things seem a little too quiet for Lork.
And he's just alone. He's like looking around.
And you're with, are you with Barry Connick Jr., yeah, right? So Lork and Barry Connick Jr. moving around, and you're, that it's pissing you off that you made noise when you were trying to be stealthy, walking along there. Della, Baron, Galabras, and Ingrahild hear noise in the bushes up ahead. And you feel confident in Lork's abilities, I'm assuming. Maybe it's a deer, maybe it's XYZ. Continue moving forward, and all of a sudden, four orcs come out of the brush.
Oh, shit.
Well, what do we have here? A teenage boy, a beautiful young fairy girl, and look, a couple more dwarves to add to our collection. They all laugh. No. Before any of you try to be a hero right now, let me just tell you what your options are. You can surrender right now, drop your weapons and remove your armor, and if you're lucky, we'll only kill one of you for trespassing in places where you don't belong. Or we'll kill you all right here and now, but not before taking your luscious little fairy princess you've got with you behind those bushes to run a little orc train on her.
Oh, God!
One of them chimes up. He says, I might give the little dwarf woman a go, too, if you turn her around and I close my eyes. They all laugh. So, what's it going to be? Oh, and maybe you think, well, there's five of you, and only...
There's only four of you.
Yeah, there's only four. I'm not there,
he's
right?
He's not there.
So this is behind me.
Right, this is behind
Fuck,
you.
I missed it.
Oh, and maybe you think your heroes is four of you, and there's four of us, so it'll be a nice, even fight. Well, before you start getting all excited, allow me to introduce you to my friend. Jort! And you just hear... and a hill giant comes up from behind them, marching up to flank the party.
Oh, God.
Lork, you hear in the distance the rumble of the feet as it comes out of the brush. Four savage orcs standing in front of you. One hill giant brandishing a great club standing behind you. Option one, surrender, and maybe they'll only kill one of you. Option two, death, and maybe even worse. Looking at you, Della. Option three, hero time.
Della has only one response to this. She's going to press L2 and light her scimitar up.
I have a response as well. In a
chop. Oh, dun.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, man.
Wow, that was awesome. We need more of that. We need more talking to them before we start fighting.
Yeah.